we never tire of talking about meditation and introspection. At least I never do. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the meditation topic. Meditation and introspection. Meditation and introspection, what are they? Meditation is to think about, and introspection is to listen. Meditation is to think about, and introspection is to listen. These are definitions that can be found in the dictionary, and they are basic. But let's look at the word meditation. Meditation is to think about. Every moment of our life, we are thinking about something. We are thinking about great things and not so great things. We are thinking about wonderful things and not so wonderful things. We're thinking about things that we'd like to see experienced in our life and things that we wished never had been experienced in our life. We are constantly in the flow and the go of thinking, 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 thinking. And as we think these thoughts, what just is happening to us? What really is taking place in our life? Well, normally, human beings are a very careless lot. We allow anything and anybody, virtually, to step into our mind and into our thinking. We give permission to the world to run our world, to run our thought, to run whatever it is that's going on in our mind. We listen to the vibrations that are on the world around us. We don't even have to watch television or the media. Those are a well-known source of fallacious material for us. But think about this. The thoughts that people think, and truly the television and radio and everything else is in the atmosphere too. But the thoughts that people think are in the atmosphere. You feel the vibrations of a happy community. You feel the vibrations of a sorrowful community. You feel when a community has just had a tragedy and everyone in the community is touched in some way by it, there is a certain sadness in that community, and it is broadcast through the ethers, through the universe, and everyone is aware of the sadness in that community. And everyone who walks near or in that community feels it. Well, that's a rather dramatic way of having ideas broadcast into the universe, but more. A mother is concerned about her son who is in service, and for some reason or other, she's very concerned about him because she feels very close to him at this moment. And so she says, "I surround you with my pure white light of love. All your ways are peace, and all your paths are pleasantness." And at that moment, the boy is going through some difficult things while he's in service, and his ship is being bombarded, and she wraps him in her pure white light of love. Now, that doesn't mean that she takes him away from all danger. She just makes danger not part of his experience. And so, it happened that his ship was not bombed, although the bombing was quite strong and quite terrible. Now, did that mother's thought bless the child, bless the young man aboard his ship? Or did that young man, sensing his mother's warmth, caring, and love, or not knowing what it was, but he sensed the vibration that had passed through the thousands of miles to where he was and brought him a sense of peace? And that sense of peace was, "I am surrounded by the pure white light of love, and all my ways are peace, and all my paths are pleasantness." And nothing came upon him. 1,000 shall fall at one hand, and 10,000 at the other, and nothing shall come nigh unto thee. When you believe in yourself, when you believe in the divine within you, when you believe. Now, the biblical phrase is always a good one in thinking about meditation, but think about it. Think about it. We meditate. What do we think on? Now, think about all the boys on that ship whose mothers are not mentally thinking good thoughts for them. They're blessed too by this one young man. But that's not the consequence. The consequence is that this one young man was in tune with that harmonious thought and he responded to it. Now, we do not have to be so dramatic as that and so engaging as that. But what we can do is to say to ourselves, I surround myself with my pure white light of love, and all my ways are peace, and all my paths are pleasantness. And as we do this, then we meditate on that. We meditate on what is a path of peace, what are ways of pleasantness. And we see that everything we do, and everyone we talk to, and every attitude we have in our thought system is based on peace and love and harmony and joy. Oh my goodness, what a lovely way to be. I am the pure white light of love. All my ways are peace, and all my paths are pleasantness. Whatsoever things are good report, and whatsoever things are beautiful, Paul tells us these are things we should think about. Yes, these are things that we should think about. Whatever things are beautiful and of good report, these are things we should think about. These are things we should meditate on. These are things that we should put into our consciousness and let it reveal itself to us and know exactly what to do. Know exactly what to do. We are the cause and the effect. We are the question and we are the answer. Meditation makes us in harmony with the question and the answer. We don't ask why, we ask how. We don't ask, why did this happen to me? Why did these terrible things take place? We say, what is my next step? What should I do now? How shall I handle this circumstance? I am guided by the divine within me to do what is right. To dwell on the past, to dwell on feeling sorry for ourselves, to dwell on the experiences that were very terrible, does not get us out of that experience. The only thing that gets us out of that experience is knowing that we shall survive, knowing that we are surrounded by the pure white light of love, and knowing that all is good and very good. You see, that's meditation. Meditation is listening to that divine within. Now, and speaking. Listening is introspection. Speaking, sharing, being, talking with ourselves, so to speak. Meditation is to think about. All right, now, we've thought about the good. We've thought about peace. We've thought about right action. And then the thought comes to us, okay, turn right here. We're driving along the road. So we say, oh, no, no, that's out of my way. I don't want to turn right here because I want to go ahead. I have only a few more miles to go before I'm where I want to go. I don't want to turn right here. And a voice inside says, turn right. So we turn right. And we drive down the road. And there, as we're driving down the road, we see a bear chasing an animal across the road. And then the bear sees our car and runs away. And the animal is exhausted and falls down at the side of the road. And we chase over to see what it is. We find out it's a little puppy dog. And this little dog somehow got out into the wilds and the bear was chasing it. And because we drove along at just that moment, that bear stopped. And we were able to pick up the dog and put him in the car and take him with us and seek to have him be blessed and helped. We turned down that road. And as we turn down that road, we drive a little ways, and we see a house is on fire. And we stop, and we knock on the door, and we try to get the people out. And the people come out, and they see their house is on fire. There's nothing they can do. They're out in the middle of nowhere, and there's no help. But they're safe, and they're out. And they have their car, and they have their way, and they have their whatever. There's nothing more to be done. So I get back in my car, and I drive away. And only later do they think, I wonder who it was who knocked on our door. It must have been God. I wonder who it was. And we drive further along, and then we see a sign that says, detour, turn left. And so we detour on the turn left. What we hadn't noticed was there's a detour at the time that we turned right in the very beginning. And so next thing you know, here we come to another detour, and it goes to the other side of the bridge, and the bridge was out. And we were taking that road, even though we didn't know why. We didn't see the detour sign, but something in us knew it, and we followed it. When we follow that intuition within us, when we follow that introspection, when we listen within to the divine voice, we may not have as many exciting adventures as I just depicted, but we might have more. Quite likely we'll have more, because the more we listen introspectively to the divine within us, the more exciting adventures that take place in our life and the more wonderful things that happen to us. Now you say, well, Herb, you sure can womp them up. Yes, I can. And they happened. You mean you know people who it happened to? Yes, I do. You mean you know people who had those experiences just like that? Yep. Maybe not all at once, but they had them. Whoever had that? I did. You did? Well, you never told us about that. Well, there's a lot of things I don't tell you about. There's a lot of things that we don't tell each other about. We just have these wonderful experiences and we don't think of them in any noble or wonderful way. We just do them. We listen introspectively to the divine within, and then we turn right and we have a chance to pick up this little puppy that was chased by a bear. We have a chance to knock on the door and awaken the family whose house was on fire. We have a chance to drive by the sign that said the bridge was out and that's why there was a detour. But we had missed seeing the sign, but the divine within us didn't miss seeing it. When we intuitively listen to the divine within and follow what the divine within says, the divine doesn't try to explain to us, hey, this is why that's happening. It just says, do this. And when we are harmonious, when we are one as the divine within, and we listen, when we are introspectively listening, when we live our life in a state of introspection, we'll always be guided, not by something that we know we should do or that we have intellectually seen or understood, but something that intuitively, something that divinely speaks to us and says, this is the way to go, this is the path to follow, this is the walk to talk, and then we do it, and what wonderful things happen to us. Yes, meditation is thinking about things, and introspection is listening within and following what the divine within says. Oh, true, sometimes a negative response might come up from what appears to be the divine within. We say, well, certainly that can't be the divine within speaking. I say, don't worry about it. Follow it. If it came out of your consciousness and you are divine and you are meditating on only that which is for your highest and best, what appears to be negative might turn out to be quite positive, might turn out to be quite wonderful. Oftentimes you're driving along, and in the old days at least, and a hitchhiker might hitch a ride, and for some reason or other, you don't pick him up. You just drive by, and you don't feel bad about not picking him up. And then later, you find out that this person was not a nice person, and they were picked up by the police, and they were taken in custody. And you almost took them in your car and brought them to your experience. However, if you are a positive, dynamic, wonderful person, and you surround yourself with the pure white light of love, you cannot pick them up, even if they're there. And if you pick them up, they would immediately be in your vibrations, in your love, and until they get out of the car, they would be spellbound by the purity and goodness that you are. But just remember, follow the intuitive, introspective voice that speaks to you every moment of your life. Because if you meditate, if you think about beautiful and good things, introspectively, you will experience good and beautiful things. Let this happen in your life as it does in mine, because it's a wonderful thing, and it's a great thing, and it's something that I would bless with you with every moment that I could. Have a lovely morning, a lovely day, and a lovely life, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.